Let's go. I want to thank you all for coming. Now I'm gone altogether. Okay. Okay. No? So why did it suddenly disappear? One, two.
You technical guys, I swear.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, it is there. It's not there at all?
No.
Yeah, that's the master volume. That's the master and that's the mic. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's the high frequency. Okay. One.
Okay, hang on a second.
Dig it into another hole.
Yeah, you got a bad chance. Now try.
1, 2, 1, 2. Oh. Okay, better. Okay, excellent. Well, it's really a blessing to be here, and I'm so grateful for all those who've travelled. I mean, I've been talking to people who've travelled for 18 hours and driven for miles, and you know, which is I really appreciate it. I really appreciate everyone's effort to be here. In a sense, this is, if you were to choose a place to have something in the natural realm, you wouldn't choose it in the middle of nowhere and no one can get to it. But in the spirit, God has a different way of thinking, and his thoughts aren't our thoughts sometimes. So I think what God's doing, now I've got a sound man here, it's awesome, isn't it? And he's tweaking, moving, you know, things are going great. Well done. He's operating in the courts of heaven, I can see.
That's it.
He's getting a strategy for how this works. Yeah, so I really appreciate everyone's effort in coming, and I know God's going to honour that, and he'll honour you. It's great to see the interaction. It's like, listening to me is not actually what this is about.
Yes.
It's about God connecting people all over the country, bringing things back to his original purpose, which actually is cross-pollination. It is a fragrance that comes out of heaven. You know, and when we get it to Saturday and we look at, you know, what God wants to do and what he's doing governmentally and how we can shift things and change things, one of the original pictures of the nation was a bouquet of flowers with different colours, different fragrances made up of all the different peoples, because your nation is a very different nation from most nations. People have come here from all over the world. And unfortunately, because of how it started, that means there's a lot of division and separation rather than oneness. And God wants to bring it into a whole bunch of flowers, all different colours, loads of fragrances, making up a whole fragrancy, which the world will actually feel attracted to, because it's the reflection of God's image and nature and character. So there's a lot to be done, but God is calling a people to do it, and I believe you're here because you're hearing a sound. You may not understand everything, those of you who weren't here last night. It's like, if you don't understand anything, it's okay, just park it. If you don't agree with something, that's okay. You have the power to have your own opinion, and I won't be offended in the slightest because of that. But if your spirit's drawing you and your mind doesn't understand, just allow your spirit to resonate. Because even though you might not understand everything cognitively now, your spirit will release it and you will become more and more in an understanding way as you go forward. So the PDFs and everything of the slides and things I'll do, I'll make available. So you don't need to necessarily take a lot of notes if you don't want to. Or, you know, don't, you know, last place, everyone was taking pictures of the screen. So it's okay, you'll get all these things, you'll have them all as a PDF, you'll be able to see it all. So, you know, sometimes there'll be diagrams and scriptures and different things that you can embrace, but I will make it all available, and all the audio that we record will be available for everyone free of charge and everything who come. You know, so I'll give that to Catherine, or stick it on our webpage and give you the link. So, as we go forward, anyway. So, now we have the technology and the brand new screen. Which is all cool. So, yeah. So, hopefully, now we go forward, it'll look okay. Can you sort of see that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I think I'd like to start really by engaging heaven and seeing what God wants to do here from that perspective. You know, I have a mandate, an authorization wherever I go to connect heaven and earth. And, you know, that is to bring agreement. So I can open up something here. I mean, it's really funny, you know, so I was talking to Catherine and she was saying, oh, someone said, well, you can't meet over there because there's a demonic portal over there. So I thought, oh, what a great place to come. It's like, because portals are not demonic. They're just portals. It's just what people invite through is the problem. So we're going to take authority for that portal and see heaven and earth engage through that portal. So we're going to invite the angelic realm to engage here, and God is inviting us to engage there. But we need agreement. So if you're in agreement between heaven and earth, are you in agreement we can open up that portal? Well, then we can open it up, and then we can see a manifestation of God's presence, and we can engage in the glory, because we'll find a lot of people, well, we're stepping into heaven, we're doing something. When you're living in an open heaven, it's like you don't really even need to step in because heaven's there. You know, because when we meet as our bench of three and we have leadership meetings and we're engaging, it's like some people say, well, how do you do it? Well, we just sit and we just engage and we just... And sometimes we'll go to a specific place because God says to do that. But actually, all what we share is flowing out of heaven. And when you're meeting together and you're talking together, it's like it's a flow. And there's a connection and God is doing something. So I'll engage that. And what will come, and I will invite the presence of the four faces of God. So we'll need the lion, the ox, the eagle and the man, representative of God's government, the fullness of his government, that we can connect with. And you may feel, well, I can't see any of that. Well, that's okay. If your spirit will engage it, then that's fine. But you may engage. You know, and those will be here. And some of you will just sense something of the kingly order of God, the lion. And some of you will sense the oracles of God, the ox. You'll sense something from eternity is coming into your hearts. And others, the eagle. You know, I mean, I was always drawn to the eagle. Flying, zooming up, you know, looking at, you know, always that for me. And then the man, you know, the priestly function. And that was the last face that I was particularly interested in. Because I just, because I associated with stuff that I didn't really feel connected. But actually, it was the most important engagement I could have. Because ultimately, God wants his government to be established between heaven and earth. We need to be in agreement. And as we are royal priests. So we have a priestly function before God to bring agreement with heaven and earth. And unless you have an agreement with heaven and earth, because we're to agree, then something opens up. So when we're in agreement, then a portal opens up for the manifestation of that agreement for us. Okay. So in a sense, once I actually started to engage in my priestly function, that actually took me back to actually see God's original and purpose to come into agreement with it. So if you engage with any of those, that's great. And there are four angels, or orders of angels, that they, wherever I go, I have a mandate to release them to come and to stay with those that actually will connect with them. And these four angels are very much associated with bringing people out of old into the new. So transition. Because transition is such a difficult time. Yeah, for everybody, because they see something new that they've not yet fully embraced, and the old things that they now realize didn't do it stop working, and you're in the middle of something where you haven't got the old anymore and the new isn't fully there. So these help us in that transition period. So there's transformation, which will be over here, because they always stand in a particular thing of where I sit, because that's what I've seen. So transformation over here, winds of change. So if you need transformation in your life, a change to set you free from where you are into something new, then just engage with that angel. Now you think, well, how do I do that? By faith. Like you do everything else, by faith. And some people go and they stand over there because that helps them, because they've taken a step of faith. Some people just reach out from where they are and their spirit just engages. And they begin to interact with that angelic realm. So when when it then comes to winds of change, do you need a new season in your life? Because the wind, sorry, the winds blow. Is it sort of still losing some? Yeah. So the winds blow, and as the winds blow, they bring new things into our lives. Over the back left over there, refiner's fire. It's a seraphim angel. Okay, great. Okay. So refiner's fire is sort of evident, in a sense, if you're willing to step into the fire. Because sometimes, you know, we think of fire as destroying something. It doesn't. It just changes its form. And so it's a change that fire, sometimes we need the heat of the fire to bring transformation. And then over the last thing is the sound of many waters, which is the sound of God's voice calling deeper and deeper and deeper into us, and it will release us to follow in a new way. Now, those are just possible things that you can engage with. There's a lot more. You know, you can find whatever you engage with may be very specific for you. But just be willing over this period while we're here, and, you know, they'll go with us when we go into the other place over in Holiday Inn. So it's like, you know, they won't just be stuck here. Well, where's everyone gone? You know, they're reasonably smart. They can follow us. So, but we can just engage them, you know, reach out, engage. Now, a lot of people say, well, yeah, but I'm used to engaging with the Holy Spirit. And it's like, yeah, the Holy Spirit sends them. The Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit engages when we engage together, but the Holy Spirit is God. Now God is the boss, you know, so God has a lot of angels at his disposal to assign. He doesn't do everything himself. He delegates authority. That's what a kingdom does. You know, you don't have the king or the president doing everything in your situation, do you? There's a whole cabinet set up. There's a whole situation. There's a whole governmental system that works. It's the same with God. You know, we have a phrase in the UK, you know, you don't buy a dog and bark yourself. So God uses the angelic realm a lot. And, you know, a lot of what we've attributed to the Holy Spirit has been the angelic. Yeah. It is the Holy Spirit assigning and working through. You read through the whole Bible, you know, the burning bush, the angel of the Lord spoke. Now, then it's, well, God spoke. So he speaks through angels. You know, the hand of the Lord. He hadn't actually got a physical hand in terms of God himself. So the hand of the Lord, actually, sometimes it's an angelic that touches people in that way. So don't be afraid of the angelic. If you don't tune into it, it's okay, forget it. You know?
Mike,
yeah.
You know, when we knew you were coming and we picked up on the four angels that came with you, when we ascended, when we engaged heaven in one particular time, we just yielded, we knew they were coming and we welcomed them. Yeah. And we just said, there's a place here, you know? So it was kind of quite an interesting
awesome
encounter.
Excellent. Yeah. So what we'll do in any engagement that we do, an activation to just step into something, just relax. Don't strive. Don't strive to see. Don't strive to, you know, force it, because it's much easier if you relax. You know, everything's much easier if you just chilled. Just chill. Because, you know, I'm very laid back, you know. You know, and that's what God's like. You know, God isn't fraught or fretting or worried over anything. You know, so whenever you do that, you know, closing your eyes is good. Sometimes I'll play some background music. I'm not sure how loud it will be because we've not got, I can't plug it in yet. But ultimately, just tune out what's around you and just let your spirit engage and allow the presence that's here to touch you. And if you feel to connect to heaven through that, you can engage that as well. But we're going to invite those angels to come, and we're going to open that realm for the kingdom to come. So as I stand now in my position in government in heaven, I take my seat on the seat of rest and my throne, and with the power invested in me, I call for the agreement between heaven and earth to open up that portal over this area, over this room, and all that we're doing, and we invite the presence of God and God's presence and God's glory to manifest with us. We invite the angelic realm, the four faces of God, to come into our midst. We invite those four angels, transformation, winds of change, sound of many waters, refiner's fire, to help us in transition, to help us to move from where we've been into where we're being called to come. So we release the fragrance of heaven. We release from our innermost being rivers of living water to flow and interact here so that our spirits can connect and join with him and with each other. So we just wait for this environment and this atmosphere of God's glory. So just let your spirit, just for a few moments, you may feel drawn to one of the four faces of God or one of those angels, just to spend a few minutes just doing that as we just welcome God's presence and welcome all that he sends over these days. The angel of transformation actually has an axe. It's happened several times recently where I've engaged. That axe is to untether you from the limitations of your soul and the limitations that have been placed on you by others. You may not know that you have a chain, and you may never have reached the end of that chain, which is the limit of where you can go yet. But some of you have gone to that limit, you kept getting yanked backwards. That angel has a big axe, and you can present your chains to him and he will sever the chain so that you'll be unlimited, untethered, set free. For those of you who have never engaged heaven because you've been earthbound by mindsets, those mindsets can be broken. So be willing just by faith to engage that if you relate to that. Okay, well, looks like those pesky angels have been pulling us free.
Can I put the crown back up? Yeah, I can. Yeah, there we go. I'll make the slides available, but you can take a picture of it. So.
Yeah.